Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC. The World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. 37, 38, no, get this. Come September 2024, I've been knocking out bums for 40 years, four decades. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I was twice North American Boxing Writer of the Year. So I bring a unique combination to that. Straight up, if you want to tweet me during the show, the Twitter thing, the X thing, the address is Not Average Pedro. You can tweet me at Not Average Pedro. Straight up, we're talking, of course, the heavyweight championship of the world taking place in just a couple hours in Saudi Arabia. Of course, Saudi Arabia has taken over boxing. We'll talk about that, the fact that the Saudis have taken over boxing, and we got to do things their way. I don't know. I want American promoters or British promoters. Maybe I'm biased. Yeah, I am biased. I'll get to that with Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, after the break. But straight up, the heavyweight championship of the world, of course, on the line, battle of the unbeaten, although Tyson Fury got beat by Francis Ngannou in his last fight. But the bottom line is, Fury is 34-0-1, the one draw, I think, with Deontay Wilder. Of course, he erased that not once but twice, but with the two wins. But in the 21-0 is the kid from Ukraine. I'm talking about Oleg Usyk. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports, so I think that size is probably going to prevail today. But I might be wrong. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We come to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite. Can I keep going? The American Forces Radio Network, Cable Radio Network. I keep going and going and going. But the bottom line is, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned. After the spots, we'll be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Alexander Usyk, how good do you think he is?
I think he's the best opponent I've ever faced.
Really?
Yeah. Because I fought world heavyweight champions before, fought undefeated people before, I fought Olympic gold medals before, but I've never fought a two-weight world champion before, so I think that puts him at the top of it all.
Last I heard, Ric Flair has filed a lawsuit against Sports Byline for using his theme music. It's not his theme music. It's our theme music. Of course, it belongs to the boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And how are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing great, brother. Like a kid on Christmas.
Like a kid on Christmas.
I'm pumped up.
Who is Robin Safar? 17-0, 12 KO, scored a 10-round unanimous knockout over former light heavyweight champion Sergey Kovalev. 35-5-1, 29 KOs. Of course, he's... his claim to fame was probably beating Andre Ward the first time around and then getting thrashed in the rematch. But the bottom line is, time to stick a fork in old Sergey.
Yeah, you know, he had a good run. You know, at one point, one of the most feared guys in all of boxing, certainly a light heavyweight. But he's done. You know, a lot of personal problems outside the ring. You know, there's rumors he likes to tip the elbow a little bit. And
tip the elbow. Didn't he slap a couple of chicks around, too?
Yeah. You know, he's a wild boy. You know, like they say in the streets.
He's a wild boy. He's a piece of work, and he's a piece of spit. And if I could say, you know, the H word on this show, I would. But the bottom line is, anybody hits women. Speaking of hitting women, let's get the P. Diddy thing out of the way. Okay, I've been telling you about this guy that he was a creep when I met him, like in 1999, 2000. I thought he was creepy then. I'll never forget what he said to me. Blood, you don't know who I am? And I walked by him like, no. I didn't know who he was. I didn't care. Then found out later that Ron Wood was kissing his ass at the Rolling Stones, and I realized it was Puff Daddy. But outside of that, I could care less. Anyway, bottom line is that video came out of him whooping on his girlfriend, kicking her in the head, and that kind of stuff. Man, this guy should be in the penitentiary for the rest of his life.
He's the type of guy that deserves to be put under the jail, you know. And, you know, he's kind of like the black Jeffrey Epstein. You know, I'm sure he's got a lot of dirt and a lot
but
of people.
The Teflon Don, man, he shot that girl in the face in that club. The girl says, he shot me, and some other guy spent 9 years in jail for it. Shine,
yes, who's now a politician, go figure, in his native Belize. He's been getting away with a lot of stuff, man. He should have been in jail 25 years ago.
Oh, exactly. So listen, according to Cat Williams, everybody that goes to P. Diddy's parties and stays gets compromised. Does that mean Devin Haney got compromised?
I'm not going to go there, but he might have been exposed to some stuff that he wasn't ready to be exposed to. I'll leave it at that.
No. You know, listen. Listen. It's no big. We'll just leave it at that. Anyway, we'll just leave it at that, because if I go into this, I'm going to go into it and probably slap somebody around. I want to do that because Devin Haney is from San Francisco, and you can take that inference if you want. But check this out. He was born here. He didn't migrate here. So I just put it to you like that. Us native San Franciscans take the heat for the gay guys that came here from other parts of the country and the world. I kid you not. Because you tell people, like, you're in Vegas, you're from San Francisco, and they look at you like, yeah. No, I'm serious. I learned. No. So I used to tell people I was from San Mateo.
How far is San Mateo from
About 20 miles from San Francisco. But guess what? Nobody ever threw any flack back at me on that. You know, because I told, listen, and I'm not anti-gay, because, you know, I see two gay guys going down the street holding each other's hands. You know what I say to myself?
I've heard this before. What
two more chicks for me, baby.
That's it.
That's the way you got to look at this thing. Anyway, bottom line is P. Diddy should go to jail. God, that girl got she filed a $30 million lawsuit against him, and he settled it in one day. I guess that's why, because of that film. But here's what's up. That's not the only film they've got on him. So they've got a lot of films on him, and, you know, even Mike Tyson said that some of his parties were freaky. In fact, we'll get off the P. Diddy thing. One more thing. I watched him almost try to make out with Mike Tyson on a talk show, and I thought that was a little weird. So P. Diddy's really a freaky dude, and I just leave it at that. But the bottom line is he's a criminal. He belongs in jail without a doubt. I mean, sex. Listen, you get girls to go across state lines. They created that law. It's called the Mann Act. It created it for Jack Johnson back in the 1920s when he was heavyweight champion of the world, because they didn't want him getting laid by white women. So that's what they came up with, this law. So, but the bottom line is, I think that Mr. P. Diddy is going to go to jail for a long, long time. I think he should leave the country.
Well, if he takes a page from another mogul, Mr. Russell Simmons, who's out in Bali practicing his yoga, you know, he hightailed it about 5 years ago, you know, and there's no extradition law. So, but I think Diddy's going to have to face the music on this one. You know, he's going to be he's a pariah, you know, and his time has come.
Okay, before we get back to the heavyweight title fight, we got a couple of segments here with Socrates Palmer. Let's talk about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. You know Jake Paul did steroids, right? You know that.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Wait, time out. Did you look at his body?
Yeah, I see the way he's built. Look, for him to be bold enough to do what he's doing, you know, taking on professional fighters, either these fights are fixed or he's, you know, taking advantage of modern medicine, you know? So, yeah.
Or it could be both.
Could be both. And it's probably both.
I mean, when Tyson and Roy Jones did that thing and they called it a draw, Tyson said he was satisfied with the draw because everybody was entertained and went home happy. Now, this thing with Jake Paul, I don't know. Is it real? Is it WWE? What is it?
He's 58 years old. And I don't know if the state of Texas, you know, are they going to allow them to get away with actually sanctioning this as a professional on-the-record fight, you know. Mike has admitted to taking TRT, you know, but he's 58.
Yeah.
You know, Jake Paul's not even 30, I believe. So it shouldn't happen as a pro fight. As an exhibition, I have no problem with it.
You know what? You know why they're doing this in Texas, don't you?
Why are they doing it in Texas?
Because they're not going to test for steroids or weed.
Well, weed they will. Mm-hmm. If you ask, what's his name? Davis. Keyshawn Davis. He got his fight, remember, no contested for popping dirty on weed. So I don't know.
Well, look, Nick Diaz went down there, and Nick Diaz was puffing all the way to the ring.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they make an exception for this, how they... I mean, they made a pro fight, so it's not like they could go under, like, the law, like, pro wrestling as just, like, entertainment. So
speaking of entertainment, the Kansas City Chiefs, two black guys with the Kansas City Chiefs, Rasheed Rice, take that back, Wanya Morris and Chukwuepa Godrick were arrested Thursday night in Johnson County, Kansas, and charged with misdemeanor possession of marijuana. They both had to post $2,500 bond. Get this, marijuana is illegal in Kansas.
I'm not shocked. there's a lot of states that that still have it as a big penalty.
You know what's funny? When I was a cop, I looked at the stats. 83% of the tickets written in San Francisco for marijuana were for black kids. I kid you not. And I brought this up to my lieutenant, and he's like, he didn't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to hear it. But the bottom line is, it was obvious we were using marijuana as a tool to incarcerate black kids. I mean, that's what we were doing. 83%. Listen, they don't. Black kids don't constitute 83% of the population smoking weed in San Francisco.
No, I think, I mean, I've never been to San Francisco, but I believe that marijuana kind of breaks all color barriers, right? They're all getting high. And I guess it's just like shooting fish in the barrel. Those arrests probably happened in selected zip codes, I assume, as well.
Well, the bottom line is, according to ESPN, they were arrested Thursday night and posted $2,500 bond. I think that's pretty crappy, but the bottom line is, you know, if they had a couple of drinks, it would have been okay. If they popped a couple of barbiturates and didn't, you know, weren't impaired driving or anything, that would have been okay. In other words, everything was okay, but the weed was taboo.
Yeah, it's crazy. The Super Bowl champs, they've been in the news all off season for bad stuff. Rashe Rice, a huge car accident.
Yeah, that's the negative. But Taylor Swift was positive.
Taylor Swift was a positive, yeah, but that was in season, you know. And then you had this guy, the kicker, the other day, giving this commencement speech, you know, talking all crazy, misogynistic stuff. I mean, interesting year. I guess when you're the Super Bowl champs, you could get away with stuff.
I never knew Joe Montana or Steve Young stepping out of queue.
No. They were the epitome of class act. And I'm a Raider fan, so.
Even a drunk Joe Namath never got out of hand.
No. He did ask for a kiss, though, but he apologized.
You know, two or three times I was with him, and each time I was around him, he was drunk as a skunk, okay? And much like Bert Sugar, the old Ring Magazine editor, they were better drunk than they were sober. I mean, you don't want to be around Bert when he was sober. He was, whoa! You know, how do I know this? We were doing the Tommy Morris and Razor Ruddock fight in Kansas City. We're doing the international television together. And he says to me, he goes, kid, I'm gonna go take a leak. I'll be right back. I'm gonna do the national television, the other pay per view. I'll do 3 minutes with them. He goes, I'll be back in 10 minutes max. I said, okay. So Bert goes away, and Bert's gone for an hour and 35 minutes. Okay, and when he comes back, somebody had to guide him to the seat. Okay, they had to guide him to the seat. But he sat down. We did one of the best broadcasts ever. What did I say? He was much better drunk than he was sober.
One of the great characters of boxing.
Hey, man, let me tell you, not only was a great character, he was a good guy. I only saw him really get mad one time. Some girl took his hat off. That was, I can't remember the guy's promoter, the promoter's what name now. Anyway, but the bottom line is, this girl snatched his hat, and he was ready to punch her. And that was the only time I seen Bert Sugar out of his mind, per se. You were tuning Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I know a place where people rain through.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Want to mention the, I mentioned him as Fighter of the Week last year, Fighter of the Month. Want to give this guy some props. Pedro Guevara, 42-4, one draw, 22 KOs. The current WBC interim champion, 115 pounds. He beat Andrew Maloney last week. I thought he beat him pretty good. It was a split decision. Bottom line, his scores went 115-113, 115-113. And Zanishert Tasna of Mongolia is my judge of the year thus far. Why? He went into hostile territories and he came up with a fair score. There was just no doubt about it. I mean, you knew Guevara won this fight. Maloney didn't win this fight, but yet one judge from Australia, a female, she had it 8-3-1 in rounds for Andrew Maloney. Samantha Bullner, you should be arrested for impersonating a professional boxing judge. How many points is that off from 115, 113 the other way? Like 8 points?
Yeah, that's just terrible, man. Listen, Andrew, a class act. You talk about two polarizing figures at the end of this fight, right? Maloney was a spoiled brat at the end. He got outlanded. He got outworked.
Yeah.
I mean, at home. Yeah, and then he tried to, with the excuse of, oh, I came into the fight with my ruptured biceps. So I didn't have. Couldn't. I didn't.
That's on him. Plus Pedro landed 85 body shots.
Exactly. Then postpone the fight. Stop being thirsty for the money. Push it back and fight when you're healthy. If you sign the contract, you make the weight, you shut your mouth. You have no excuses. That's just how I believe. A real class act by Guevara. Putting up a picture of his grandmother at the end. I hope the guy makes some money in this.
Okay, here's how they screwed Guevara. He was a WBC 108-pound champion in 2017. He went over to Japan, and he got burned in Japan against some guy named Kishiro Taraji. That was a loser, a majority decision. Before that, he lost a split decision to Carlos Quadra. I mean, and then another fight in Japan. So the bottom line is, he may be undefeated. You know what I'm saying? He might be undefeated. One of those guys that got screwed because he was fighting other guys' backyards. But the bottom line is, I thought he made a statement last week. And that judge, you got to give it to that judge, man. I'm in love with this guy. I hate to say it. Let me say it again. Takashiro Tasna. I mean, give him some props.
It's not easy to go against the grain, and to give a good, honest decision. And props for him for doing his job.
Yeah, and you know what? Doing his job, isn't that terrible that we have to congratulate guys for doing their job?
That is true. Yeah, 100%, right? It's like we're cynical, as fight fans. We always expect the worst, and you're right. He did what he's supposed to do, and all judges should do the same.
Somebody told me Harvey Dock got another assignment. Is that true? The referee from New York, did he get another big assignment?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, look, before that fight, he was one of the most respected fighters, referees. He had an off night.
No, 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 he didn't have an off night. What did Bernard Hopkins say?
He thought the fight was fixed. He said he was looking out for a brother.
All right, right. He thought the fight was fixed. The promoter thought the fight was fixed. And he's looking a brother looking out for a brother. I mean, when you have the promoter saying that about the referee, doesn't that smell?
Yeah, it's a bad aroma very bad aroma in the arena.
Yeah. So anyway, I will give Pedro Guevara props. Bad week for the Maloney brothers, huh?
Yeah, very bad week. The Maloney brothers, I like. You know, they're normally in good competitive fights. But are they just
overachievers like Kambosos?
A little bit, yeah. You know, good PR behind them. They have a good fan base out in Australia. The good thing is, Andrew says he's going to retire. Hopefully, he's a man of his word. I don't know about Jason, if he's going to continue. And he almost pulled it out, you know, in that fight. He had the Japanese contender out on his feet. Maybe if he had another 15 seconds.
If I had to start a professional boxing career, I would go down to Australia.
Really?
Yeah. So? I mean, because, listen, there ain't too many tough guys down there. You learn the craft. Haney went to Mexico, and, of course, Haney allegedly lost down there. Speaking of Haney, he's supposed to fight Sandor Martin. Did Sandor Martin threaten him?
Well, he's the number one contender. Is he a threat to Devin Haney? It's probably a very boring fight because you talk about styles that will not mesh well. I mean, Sandor Martin is a crafty guy, but... You know, he'll put you to sleep, you know.
He won't put you to sleep with that left hook like Ryan Garcia did with him, huh?
I don't know if he's got that in his arsenal, despite him dropping Teofimo Lopez. So Devin's going to need a fight to get his confidence back.
Okay, so now listen, I've read reports this week that Ryan was smoking weed, snorting coke, hanging out with Daniel, my producer. I mean, all this stuff's going on. They're saying hookers. I mean, everything you can imagine I've heard about Ryan Garcia. Is any of it true?
Well, he's in Saudi Arabia. I don't think he can get away with doing that stuff out in the open right now because I believe he's at the fight tonight. But this afternoon,
I didn't take any weed to Dubai. I told you that, right?
I probably wouldn't be talking to you if you did.
No. I said to myself, you know what? I've taken weed everywhere in the world except China and Dubai, and there's death penalties both places. I'm just not going to do it.
Risk reward, not worth it.
No, hell no. Hell, come on, man. Smoking a joint in Dubai and getting like 3 years in the pen?
Mm-mm. No bueno.
In a foreign jail? Oh my God! I didn't want to think about it. Speaking of foreign jails, I want to mention the fact that Alexis Arguello's family has reached out to me because I came up with a couple of pictures of my 1990 trip to Managua, and I will be trying to get the one of the daughters on the show in the next couple of weeks. But the bottom line is Alexis Arguello, of course, passed away in 2008. They said he either killed himself or he was shot. I tend to believe that he was shot by political opponents. Of course, he had talked to me 2 weeks before, and he says to me, Pedro, I'm on top of the world, man. I'm mayor of Managua. I'm feeling good. Come on back down to Managua. We'll have a good time, you know. Did I tell you about the strip club we went to?
No, I haven't heard this one.
Yeah, all right. Me and Alexis. Listen, evidently people in South America and Daniel in the other room, but people in South America and Daniel in the other room, they like to have business meetings at strip clubs. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I mean, how am I going to do any business at a strip club? In other words, first of all, am I looking at the chicks? Am I doing the business the whole nine yards? So we're in the strip club, and this chick comes out, and, you know, she's talking, she's doing her act, this and that. She's got a cigarette in her mouth, a cigarette, blah, blah, blah. So she sticks a cigarette in a place where the sun doesn't shine. Okay? You following me thus far? Have I got you there, Sock?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so she puts a cigarette where the sun doesn't shine, and she starts blowing smoke out her mouth. Okay.
It was from her mouth?
She's blowing smoke out her mouth, and yet she's got the cigarette stuck in another orifice at the other opposite end of her body.
That's a talented person.
That exactly. Wow. She was exactly talented. That's what I was thinking. So I tried to get Alexis to tell me whatever happened today. Because he introduced me to her afterwards. And she laughs. I said, How'd you do that? You know, she goes, well, why don't you take me home and find out? I said, nah, I'll pass on that one. But the bottom line is, yeah, that was pretty crazy. She was inhaling one place and exhaling another.
Wow. fascinating.
I don't know why I brought that up. I don't know why I brought that up. All right, let's talk about Canelo. We've got a couple minutes left here. Of course, Canelo, a winner of over Mr. Jaime Munguia. Munguia, of course, a formidable foe to an extent. Once he got silenced, once he got cracked, he sort of knew his spot and didn't step over the line after that. But Canelo's had four gimme fights, four fights of his own choosing in a row. When does the sanctioning body step in? And why don't you call out Mauricio right now?
Well, Mauricio is the man with the power, right? I mean, at this point, is Canelo more important to the WBC than the WBC is to Canelo? That's the question, right? But the WBC, if you want to be taken serious, you gotta flex on Canelo. Strip him or make him fight. You want the two, sign the contract or relinquish the belt. They got both feet occupied going up to light heavyweight to try to chase the title, which is cool. But if Canelo does not fight Benavidez the next time out in September, then you got to strip him.
You know what's the trip is that the Mexican fans are coming up with all kinds of... I've never seen... They sound like Mayweather people now.
But you know what, though? Even the Mexicans are starting to not buy into the BS, you know? Especially his peers, right? Guys like Eric Morales, Marco Antonio Barrera, they're starting to call out his BS. So,
What did he tell Mike Tyson? He was under the influence of something? I mean, listen, Canelo's an a-hole.
You know, he's enjoying his celebrity, you know, and he's not the first guy, you know. He knows he can call the shots, but, you know, listen.
Okay, I got to leave you with this. I'm hoping he gets his ass whooped by David Benavidez, and I hope that they fight in September 2024. Sock, you have a good weekend. Hug the wife. Kiss the kids. We'll talk soon.
Okay, my brother. Peace.
This is Ring Talk, live worldwide.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is title for him, because after any, I want to finish my boxing career, and I don't need. After this fight with Haney, I was proof to myself. I proved to myself in this box, in this sport, and I don't need to continue. But you know, but my father, I see every day he sent me in use with me, and every time he sent my last fight highlights, and I feel he want to continue. He wants a title again. And he tell me, hey, we need to do one more time this one. We need to do fight again for title. And it was hard decision for me because I'm tired. And but I love my family, I love my father, I respect my father. My father built me in the boxing, in the life. And this is title, this is win for my father.
Vasyl Lomachenko, of course, talking about the win over George Kambosos last week, a 10-round stoppage. Of course, Lomachenko, 38 years old, going on 50 years. How old is the guy? I mean, when those guys from Ukraine or Russia, when they start talking about their ages, I sort of like really, really doubt them, because the bottom line is they've lied about it for so many times. So bottom line is, of course, let's, you know, I've had guys from Cuba and Russia tell me their ages, and they were like 7 or 8 years off. So you never know when those guys from another country, because there's no really documentation of their actual birth, per se, when they come here. Anyway, let's talk about today's boxing schedule. Of course, besides the Tyson Fury, Let's go to the Tyson Fury fight. As far as the odds are concerned, according to Socrates Palmer, Fury is a minus 125 favorite. Usyk, of course, is plus 100. Usyk comes in at, 23 in zip and 21 in zip. And Tyson Fury, 34-0-1, 24 KOs. Of course, 14 KOs for Mr. Usyk. Usyk being a former cruiserweight champion. The guy is a natural 200-pounder. He was when Tyson Fury was fighting heavyweight, super heavyweight as an amateur, Oleg Usyk was fighting like light heavyweight. So the bottom line is there's a size difference, and size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Of course, the ages, and these guys are getting up there, man. I mean, come on, man. They're like 35 and 37. Bottom line is this age is getting old. Of course, time, Father Time waits for nobody. As far as the purse is concerned, Tyson Fury is going to get $70 million. Take it back. 70% of the purse might be as much as $100 million. And, of course, the other guy, he's going to get $30 million. Imagine that, showing up for a heavyweight title fight as a challenger. That's not really a challenger. Yeah, he's challenging for the linear heavyweight title. I'm talking about Oleg Usyk, but he's got the WBO belt and the WBA belt and the IBF belt. So his little collection of belts, which will probably stay on the winner for about 2 weeks before the sanctioned bodies end up stepping in and stripping somebody as far as the IBF is concerned. Speaking of the IBF, they've mandated some horrible mandatory contenders as far as Canelo Alvarez is concerned. I mean, they had, anyway, it's just crazy. Everybody's looking to get Canelo. In other words, the IBF's looking to do a deal to give Canelo an easy fight, and that guy Kroll, making him the number one contender. Of course, he can't fight too much, but the bottom line is he's undefeated. It looks good, so they would put him in there as the IBF's concerned. Of course, the International Boxing Federation used to be known as the International Black Federation. I kid you not. When Bob Lee founded them back in the 1980s, was because of the fact that he felt black fighters weren't getting their just due from the WBA and or the WBC. Of course, the WBA at that point in time being ran in Puerto Rico and Venezuela, and of course the WBC out of Mexico. So the IBF was started by Bob Lee in order to give black fighters their fair play in the world of championship fights. Of course, Larry Holmes, the first IBF World Heavyweight Champion. Anyway, $69.99 if you want to watch this fight today. It's going to take place, I think, in about 2 or 3 hours here. As far as this is a big, long card on everybody's fight. And they have like these 18-hour cards over there. I don't know. I'd get sick of boxing if there was like 35 or 45. So remember when Don King used to have fights at like the MGM, the Caesars Palace, the Mandalay Bay, this and that, or the Hilton, the Las Vegas Hilton, he would have like, I'm not kidding, he'd have like 30 fights on the card because he put everybody to work. Everybody in Don King Productions went to work that day, right? So it was all kinds of like 60 fighters on the card. And most of the guys you never hear about again, but the bottom line is DK put them all to work. Speaking of DK, he says he's got Adrian Broner in camp. Of course, he's going to take on Blair, whatever his name is. That's going to go down, of course, in a couple of weeks. But Broner, at one point in time, a very good fighter, 130 pounds, 135 pounds. But then, of course, when he stepped up and he stepped up to, you know, to fighting real guys, and he sort of like got flaky and weird, and he made some money. I don't know whatever would happen to Adrian Broner. He was a weird dude to begin with, but now I think he's even a little bit more bizarre. Of course, also on today's schedule, as far as ESPN is concerned, Emmanuel Navarrete, of course, the unbeaten ladder, the once beaten lad from Mexico, former champion at 122, 126, and 130. I think he's doing this thing now for the WBO, the World Boxing Organization, 135-pound title. Of course, he's taking on Dennis Berenchik. Berenchik is considered a tough guy, but Emmanuel Navarrete seems to be thought to be the better of the two here. Of course, Navarrete moving up and weight, that's going to be an issue as far as, because eventually it does catch up with you. May 23rd, Jermaine Franklin, heavyweight hope in the United States, maybe, taking on Devin Vargas. At one point in time, Vargas was highly thought of as far as an amateur, and then a heavyweight pro was concerned, but he just ain't got it. May 25th, the rematch we've all been waiting for a long, 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 long time. If you cover European boxing at 140 pounds, I'm talking about Josh Taylor, former WBO, WBC, and I think IBF 140-pound title holder. Of course, he lost to Teofimo Lopez, but the WBO crown anyway. He gave away all the other belts. So he was the undisputed champion at one point in time, but he gave away the belts. He just relinquished them because he didn't want to fight Jack Catterall again. So now he and Jack Catterall are hooked up for May 25th. The fight's been postponed about 15 times, but it'll be on the zone. May 25th, Josh Taylor versus Jack Catterall. Also on the 25th, this guy is something to watch. This guy is really something to watch. Kristen Mabili, a super middleweight undefeated, like 18-0, 16 knockout, something like that, can really crack. Take it on Mark Heffron. Mark, I feel sorry for you because this guy, the way they've got him going as far as he's like a bowling ball that's knocking down pins in the super middleweight division. He might be another one of those unsung heroes at 168. Of course, at 168, we have Canelo Alvarez. Stick a fork in his Mexican ass. Of course, we've also got David Morrell, the Cuban, of course, the WBA champion, who I think highly of. Of course, he's also got the best fighter at 168. Of course, he's now fighting at 175 because they weren't giving him a break at 168. In other words, I'm talking about David Benavidez, of course, undefeated now, 28-0, 24 knockout, something like that. Of course, at 168, he was like unstoppable. Now he's going to 175 because of the fact that he really can't get a fight. I mean, you can't get a fight if you, I mean, the fight should be with Canelo Alvarez. If you're number one contender, let me put it to you like this. Somebody said to me, oh, Pedro, you're making a big deal out of nothing. Imagine this. You're going to a concert. Hey, Daniel, you're in line for a concert, right? You've been standing in line in the sun for 6 hours. 6 hours in the sun. So you're getting up towards the front of the line, right? And some schmuck comes and cuts in front of you, and they let him get in after you've stood in line for 6 hours, right? Are you going to be a little upset? Yeah, you're going to be a little upset. Imagine that if you're the number one contender and the guy decided he wasn't going to fight you. Like, he cut right in front of you. That's it. Because they're putting guys in front of David Benavidez. John Ryder stepped in front of Benavidez. Charlo stepped in front of Benavidez. Of course, Dmitry Bivol, the 175-pound WBA champion, of course, he stepped in front of Benavidez, and he beat Canelo. In fact, if he could punch, he would have knocked Canelo off. In fact, I think the same thing would have been said for Jaime Munguia. People say to me, you know, Munguia was 42-0 last week, a couple weeks ago when he stepped in with Canelo Alvarez with all those knockouts, 35, 38 knockouts. He knocked out bums. He was knocking out guys like me and Daniel. You know what I'm saying? When you knock out guys like that, bowling pins, yeah, your number's going to look good. But what happens when you hit Canelo? Nothing. Did nothing. I mean, Canelo took the punches without even basically cringing. So at the end of the day, what I'm trying to tell you is his record was made up. Talk about the taxi driver from Tijuana, Jaime Munguia. He wasn't built like the great Julio Cesar Chavez. And there was Chavez, you know, at one point in time, when he stepped up and fought upper echelon fighters, he showed that he was worthy of that. He showed he was ready. Of course, I watched him in his infancy. When I saw Chavez fight the first time, I had won the Golden Gloves, and they shipped me off to Sacramento to sit in the first row for the ABC Wide World of Sports fight between Bobby Chacon and Mazuka Lamones. I was sitting in the front row there because I just won the title and the Golden Glove title, and I wasn't supposed to win. Keith Rucker was this guy that all the promoters were high on. He was undefeated, 8-0 with 6 knockouts of that. I flattened him. 12 seconds into the fight, I was swearing at him on the canvas. I'm sorry I lost my cool on that one, but I just did. Anyway, bottom line is I won a decision, and he never fought again. He had a broken facial bone. At the end of the day, though, I got to go up to Sacramento and spend some time, of course, with Don Chargan, the great promoter, the world's greatest promoter at one point in time, the boy promoter, call him what you want. He was promoting fights in his 20s. He promoted fights all the way up until his 80s. Of course, he was an old-school type of guy. When he ran the Olympic Auditorium Boxing, that was sort of like a drunk Don Chargan. But after that point, he sort of like cleaned up his life as far as drinking was concerned, and Don sort of became somewhat clean. I mean, you have a couple of pops once in a while, but he wasn't drinking all the time. So when he was doing those fights in Sacramento with Tony Lopez and Loretto Garza and people like that, of course, bringing in Mark Breland, I mean, he brought in all kinds of major fights to Sacramento, California. Of course, the Ike Beabucci, the one-time undefeated, still undefeated, heavyweight contender at that point in time, of course, beat David Tua in that big fight they had up there threw about 1,200, 1,300 punches in a 12-round fight between two heavyweights. It was a world record for heavyweights throwing punches in a 12-round fight. And, of course, Ike Beabucci won, but he would, like, be thwarted of being the heavyweight champion about a year, maybe a year later. Of course, when he raped that hooker. You don't rape hookers. You pay hookers. You don't rape hookers. But he didn't want to pay this hooker. He thought he was too good to pay. So, you know, he didn't pay her, and she went in the bathroom and called the police. And before you know it, he went to jail for rape. He spent 8 years there. Of course, he was out of his mind. I'll never forget when I interviewed him after the Tua fight, I knew he was nuts. I mean, I just knew he was nuts. I mean, this guy was like in another world. I remember saying to Jack Fist that night, the Chronicle columnist, the Hall of Fame boxing writer, you know, his feet are not on the ground. He says, welcome to the world of boxing. How did I know that? Bottom line is, most of the guys in the heavyweight division back in those days, of course, still, they're taking heavyweight punches. It's a difference. I mean, when you look at guys that take, you know, 108 pounds, 110-pound punches, you don't see too many guys punch drunk at 108, 110 pounds, 112 pounds because of the fact they can't punch that hard at that weight wearing 8-ounce gloves. But you see guys in the heavyweight division being punch drunk all the time. Why? Because they're using 10-ounce gloves, and they're throwing 265, 270 pounds behind it. You can't throw that kind of weight behind a 10-ounce glove. I think that heavyweights should be, if the heavyweights are going to wear 10-ounce gloves, let the guys fight at 108 pounds wear 4-ounce gloves. I mean, if you figured out the weight, compared it and brought it down to where it should be, I think that's where the 105, 108-pound fighters should be fighting with 4-ounce gloves. Of course, the great Alexis Arguello, God rest, may he rest in peace. Of course, the great Alexis, the explosive thin man, he told me that he fought with 4-ounce gloves in Nicaragua. I said, whoa, 4-ounce gloves, bro? He goes, yeah. He goes, you could feel your knuckles up in that one. He goes, really? He goes, yeah, you could really feel your knuckles. He goes, you hit people with that. It was all over. I said, but what about getting hit? He goes, nobody hit me early on. I was 5'10". No, nobody's going to hit me at 126 pounds and 5'10". No way, no how. So, of course, he went on and became the 126-pound champion, 130-pound champion, 130-pound champion, 135-pound champion. And then when he moved up to 140, fought Aaron Pryor, of course, back in 1982. And that was the fight in which Aaron Pryor cheated. He had his hands wrapped in plaster of Paris. You know when you put a cast on your arm? They wrapped his hands in that. And then when the athletic commission came, they touched it. It was soft. And then after the athletic commission came, left, the trainer, the crook, Panama Lewis, sprayed water on the hand wraps. They became casts. Okay. Then he took the padding out of the gloves. Then he had the special bottle. In other words, Alexis Arguello was broken that day as a man. He never, ever recovered mentally or physically. When he died in 2008, of course, as a result, I think, of a political assassination, it was a result, I think, of that beating. That beating just ruined him. He never, ever was the same after that. I mean, he got into blow after that. He got into serious cocaine, his serious depression issues. The bottom line is that fight ruined him. But get this. Think about this. You've beaten a guy, and you know something's wrong, and they've taken the stuffing out of the gloves, and, you know, 6 months later, 8 months later, of course, Luis Resto and Panama Lewis will go to jail for that. But they did that to Aaron Pryor that night with Alexis Arguello. The great fight of 1982 really wasn't. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Back in the day, I ran from one dude. I admit this. I ran from Zach Padilla. Zach Padilla was, of course, become the world champion at junior welterweight, but at one point in time, he was like the top-ranked 140-pounder, 139-pounder in the country, of course. And then when I graduated from the two-minute rounds to three-minute rounds, of course, my first fight was going to be with Zach Padilla. And I had to realize, after watching some films of him, that I was out of my – we're not in the same league at that point in time. We just weren't in a point. So I pulled out of the fight. But the bottom line is, I'll talk about that and more on tomorrow's show, Sunday show. I'll bring in the retired HBO Godfather Larry Merchant. Hopefully, we'll have a good time with him. And I'll try to bring in Zach Padilla as well, right? The guy that I ran from. You know what? There's no shame in running from Zach Padilla. It's like running from Mike Tyson at 140, like 139 pounds. I kid you not. Of course, he went undefeated as a professional fighter with the exception of a loss to Dwayne Primm. Of course, Dwayne Primm was a fighter that fought out of Oklahoma, had a lot of fixed fights, so I never understood how that went down. But the bottom line is we'll spend some time with him tomorrow, hopefully, on this show. Oleg Usyk and Tyson Fury, of course, got to go with size here. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And I think that Tyson Fury is bigger than Oleg Usyk, and I think the natural size will eventually wear down on Oleg Usyk, and Usyk will either get stopped or lose a 12-round pretty good size win. 12-round decision, and I think he'll lose it by more than a couple of points. I think it'll be a one-sided fight. At least it should be. So in other words, if I had that kind of height and reach and size advantage over somebody, there's no way the fight would be competitive. Of course, also on ESPN, Emmanuel Navarrete taking on Dennis Baranchuk. There's a couple of good fights on that card as well. Of course, next week, Josh Taylor and Jack Catterall. Well, I don't want to see that again because Catterall got the shaft the first time around. I mean, if boxing was just, and people don't understand this, well, he'll get a rematch. Yeah, it took 2.5 years to get the rematch. And guess what? Josh Taylor's no longer the world champion. So is a rematch for Jack Catterall really worth that much? I mean, you wait that long and they screw you? This is not cool. That's boxing. Speaking of boxing, of course, tomorrow's show we'll spend some time with the retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant. Might talk with Kenny Rainford if he's still in Saudi Arabia and on the phone. We can get Kenny on the phone tomorrow. We'll get him on Skype, spend some time with Kenny. Of course, he'll be ringside tonight or this afternoon. The fight's going to take place in less than 3 hours. In fact, there's all kinds of different ways to watch this fight. And I'm not suggesting you steal it. But I'm just trying to say maybe go over somebody's house. Like if Daniel's watching, I'll go over Daniel's house. Okay, that's what I'll do. Daniel watches porn too. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Anyway, bottom line is, I kid you not. Hey, here's a good one. I accused Tommy D of having that show on YouPorn, right? And Tommy D's still laughing about it. His wife says, how could you do that to my husband? Hey, that's enough. I've had a great time. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, tomorrow, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on these same channels. Thank you so much for tolerating me for this hour.